Esau sells his treasure. Esau, coming home one day faint and weary from the chase, asked for the food that Jacob was preparing. The latter seized upon his advantage and offered to satisfy his brother's hunger at the price of the birthright. "Behold, I am at the point to die," cried the reckless, self-indulgent hunter, "and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" For a dish of red pottage he parted with his birthright and confirmed the transaction by an oath. To satisfy the desire of the moment, he carelessly bartered the glorious heritage God himself had promised his fathers. His whole interest was in the present. He was ready to sacrifice the heavenly to the earthly, to exchange a future good for a momentary indulgence. Thus Esau despised his birthright. In disposing of it, he felt a sense of relief. Now he could do as he liked. For this wild pleasure, miscalled freedom, many are still selling their birthright to an inheritance eternal in the heavens. Esau took two wives of the daughters of Heth. Worshippers of false gods, their idolatry was a bitter grief to Isaac and Rebekah. Esau had violated one of the conditions of the covenant, which forbade intermarriage between the chosen people and the heathen, yet Isaac was still determined to bestow upon him the birthright. Years passed. Isaac, old and blind, soon to die, determined no longer to delay the bestowal of the blessing upon his elder son. But knowing the opposition of Rebekah and Jacob, he decided to perform the solemn ceremony in secret. The patriarch bade Esau, "Go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." Rebekah told Jacob what had taken place, urging immediate action to prevent the bestowal of the blessing upon Esau. She assured her son that if he would follow her directions, he might obtain it as God had promised. Jacob did not readily consent. The thought of deceiving his father caused great distress. Such a sin would bring a curse rather than a blessing. But his scruples were overborne, and he proceeded to carry out his mother's suggestions. It was not his intention to utter a direct falsehood, but once in the presence of his father he seemed to have gone too far to retreat, and he obtained by fraud the coveted blessing.